Welcome to Daily Digital Marketing. This is the place where you'll get updates on what's happening in digital marketing news. LinkedIn really likes video. Microsoft is helping LinkedIn launch its first live video streaming service. LinkedIn has announced that it is launching a new LinkedIn Live service to its 600 million users. They're going to allow people to live stream video content directly through the app. Right now, it is initially an invite-only beta and only for U.S. users. LinkedIn Live will focus on streaming things as Q&As, events, conferences, earning calls, award ceremonies, product announcements, and much more. Microsoft is helping support this new live streaming feature through its Azure Media Services. They will provide all the encoding technology to seamlessly stream live videos. LinkedIn is also partnering with Wirecast, Switcher Studio, Wowzer Media Systems, Social Live, and Brand Live to allow content creators access to broadcast streaming services. The director of product management at LinkedIn says, "Video is the fastest growing format on our platform right now and the one most likely to get people talking. Live has been the most requested feature. The live video arena is now heating up because there's strong competition from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and other services that offer live stream video. LinkedIn thinks it has a place in this live streaming world with its new service. LinkedIn is betting on video because they believe that they can bring something different to the table than all of the other live streaming services. LinkedIn has always been about professional working life connections, and LinkedIn Live is an attempt to corner a niche of the very white hot streaming video market. Keep an eye out to see when LinkedIn will make this LinkedIn Live service available to its users. Instagram DMs are coming soon to the desktop. Yes, Instagram is testing the direct messaging feature on the desktop. Because currently, the desktop experience on Instagram leaves a lot to be desired. There's no direct way to upload photos or stories. You can only view a feed. Some features are restricted to the mobile app and mobile web only. Instagram says it has no plans to let users upload photos or stories from the desktop. This test of direct messages coming to the desktop is a sign of things to come with merging Facebook Messenger, Instagram Direct Message, and WhatsApp into one platform. Last year, Instagram built a standalone messaging app called Direct, and it began testing this app in 6 countries. Both of these events are signs that Facebook is going all in on messaging and making the process seamless and in one place that I like to call Facebook World. But don't get too excited just yet. An Instagram spokesperson said that the feature isn't being publicly tested as of now. So if you're a fan of direct messaging in Instagram, you're going to have to stick to the mobile app for now. And that is it for today's Daily Digital Marketing Update. For more information, please go to dailydigitalmarketing.com. See you next time.